talking to Jake Strom here, a comedian who's in studio, and I said, so what's going on in your life? 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. And he says, well, the Jets won.
Yeah. Yep.
That's huge.
That changes my week.
Yep. That's
isn't
a
that
big
amazing?
Story.
No, but isn't that amazing? Like, this is why I love to see the Jets win a Super Bowl. This guy watches football.
Right.
And the fact that they beat an undefeated team is like, this is the biggest thing in my life right now.
Yeah.
Whenever
the biggest
season,
thing.
Folks getting tattoos and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I betcha.
New York Jets, Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? No, but I'll be just so happy to watch it. It was like, you know, I don't hate the Red Sox. I like the Yankees. I don't hate the Red Sox. Once they beat the Yankees, I was like, I really want to see this.
I
want to see this happen.
I was happy for them.
Get it over with.
I'm a Cowboys fan, but like, man, it would be cool to watch the Jets win a Super Bowl.
Right.
It would really be cool.
Yeah, you know your team's doing well when every win in the regular season feels like a Super Bowl. That's how you know.
Right.
Celebrations, folks call
that. But that was dramatic fashion for a lot of different reasons. One, Eagles are the team to beat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way the Jets season started.
Yeah.
So much hope.
Yep.
Usually your hope's crushed like midway.
Right.
Yep.
Nope.
This was game one.
Right.
They even won that game. That's what people forget. They won that game still.
Like 9 minutes in.
Right. But it was this whole season of hype.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Rodgers, hard not, all this.
Press conferences, video coverage.
Yes. Here it is.
And what the hell happened?
Right.
Right.
Ow.
Oh, my God. A nail in the eye.
The owie heard around the world.
Yeah. Four offensive plays into the season. It's like, did you forget?
Owie.
Did you forget? You're the Jets.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it's like Christ. So bad.
Craziest curse in sports.
And Aaron Rodgers said, what happened? The Jets happened.
Yeah. What'd you think?
But I was, you know, just wrapping up the show Sunday. I thought I was beyond the point of getting any games in.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I wonder if anything's on. I see there's 6 minutes left in the Jets game.
Oh, perfect.
I like, and it's sad because I feel like this about the Cowboys.
Right.
I turn it on. I look at the score, and I'm like, I can't wait to see how they screw this one up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the refs,
you know.
Maybe they'll do it themselves.
Well, to be fair, they were playing a great team.
I was shocked that it was so close with 6 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, I'm like, unbelievable that they hung in there this long. This will be the headline. The Jets actually didn't get their asses handed to them.
Is it like a bummer?
They lost, but they didn't get it handed to them.
Did the SAP button on? What happened here?
They call that a moral victory. Like, even if they had lost that game, you'd still be like, all right, but they showed signs of life.
They
like, we're moving
tough.
In the right direction. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
They're not dead.
Yeah. That was amazing. And then that interception.
Oh, I was screaming like a girl.
Again? Me too? Me too.
Like,
me too.
Like, you can't.
It's like Barbie's house over there. What happened?
Like I instantly root for the Jets when they're playing, unless they're playing the Cowboys, because I just want to see them do good.
Oh my God, that was exciting. I had to tinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I peed my pants. Yep. I was like, what? Why did you throw that?
Yeah. Right. Unreal.
Takes a big person to admit that.
Unreal.
No, change chair.
That was great.
Nice.
But I thought that might be a fun subject to do. Like, and it, you could call it no matter what it is. It's like, what's the biggest thing going on in your life right now?
Oh, wow.
Because I thought that was funny.
That is huge, yeah.
Be like, I'm getting married.
Right. Or it could be the Jets won.
Right.
Nope, Jets
won.
I'm
like, that's pretty good.
The Jets didn't lose for once.
What's going on in your life, Jake? The Jets won. I'm like, wow.
He led with that. He led with
that. That's what's going on. That's the headline.
Right.
This is JNN, the Jake News Network.
He still looks like he's still surprised.
It's Wednesday, but he's still going over the Jets win on Sunday.
His eyebrows still raised in amazement.
Right. He's still waiting to wake up and find out it was just a dream.
Still expecting Zach Whistle to fumble somewhere.
Yeah. Mess it up somehow.
Yeah.
203-882-9757. So you could go plus or minus 7 days on your life. You can go back 7 days, or it could be something you're looking forward to 7 days from now.
Wow.
What's the headline of your life right now?
Right.
This might be a stupid phone subject if no one calls in.
Right, we'll find
out. Yours is you were on stage.
At the Improv.
At the Improv.
Unbelievable.
The iconic Improv.
With Adam Carolla in the audience.
Yep.
You met Jay Leno.
Yep.
Wow.
Alonzo Bowden, Carol Leifer, Carolyn Ray.
I mean, that's a headline, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's a life memory.
I'm still floating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good headline.
Yes.
203-882-9757.
That's going on the resume, by the way.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
It's only 5 minutes, but God damn, it's on there. It counts. It still counts.
Beef Man.
I saw Queen Sunday, so that's a big deal for me,
the Queen?
As you know.
No.
That's a headline.
Say if you saw that
no,
queen.
The queen's dead. It's
you,
a king
you got a problem.
Right. That's right.
She was hovering above my bed. She had that pink outfit on with the hat.
To be fair, that'd also be a big story.
Right.
That would be a headline.
We're going to heaven. She's back.
Right.
And she's rooting for
there
the Jets.
There's your point.
Yeah.
I saw the rock band Queen. There you go.
Okay, cool.
Right.
A lot different. Nice.
That is a headline. How many times have you seen him?
Six now.
Yeah. Wow. First, doing a first name base. So we go, is Beef Man out there?
That's more than I've seen any band. I don't think I've seen any band six
times. I waved to Brian and Roger. They didn't respond, though. But anyway,
yeah.
It was pretty amazing. The light show is just incredible. With the technology now, it was an incredible show.
Nice.
They were really, really good. Yeah, they were great.
It was a real queen,
so,
right?
All right. Thank you, Beef Man.
Not the oldest queen.
All right.
Okay, guys.
The partial queen.
All right. We'll see you Sunday at the hockey event.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'll be there, guys.
Excellent.
Awesome. All right. Tim in trouble.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I was at New York Comic Con, and I got to meet Ron Perlman, Hellboy.
Oh.
That was so cool.
Wow.
Nice.
Just my long face. He does. He looks like a lion.
It is weird.
He looks like a lion, doesn't he?
It's weird.
Like a lion like made with a human, Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is a weird face.
Yeah, he does. Very, very unique.
Yeah, he does. But the cool thing for me is I'm an animator, so I made an illustration for him
of all
the different characters that he's done, and I got him to sign it. And he was so impressed with the drawing, and it was exhilarating.
That's cool.
Say that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What do you have you animated anything that we would recognize or have heard of?
No, not yet. I'm trying to get in the field, but no one's hiring right now.
All right. Why don't you hold on? I'm going to grab your number.
No.
Animate something for us.
Nice, yeah.
We'll pay you. Not a lot.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I got like $15 in my pocket.
Yeah. I have 17 cents, so $15, 17 cents.
Well, no, Phil can kick in.
It's around minimum wage.
Ruth.
All right, hold on 1 second, Tim.
We're going to need a receipt.
What?
Big Chris.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Yo.
Last week, my son joined the soccer club. He's going to be in competition next year. But he was accepted into the club, and he's doing really good. So I'm really proud of him. It's getting me excited. I was an athlete, and so now he's picking his sport that he wants and not living vicariously through me. So I think that's awesome.
That's good.
Cool.
That's a big headline.
My boy.
When you're a parent, that's a big moment. That's your headline.
Yep, exactly. In your retirement fund.
Kathy in Milford.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. My headline this week is that we're making a baby in a Petri dish.
You're making a baby in a Petri dish.
Really?
Really?
A Petri dish, yeah.
Like a cocktailer.
How long does it take to... How does this work?
How does one do this?
Well, not everybody can always conceive naturally. We've been in a two-year process, so we're starting what's called IUI, where basically they take your little swimmers, put them in a Petri dish, and kind of go from there. Yeah.
Do you name the kid Peter afterwards? Peter Petri.
I shall call him Peter.
So his swimmers go in,
I guess.
Yep.
The dish.
Now they do like little circles, like track, like bar.
And then do they
NASCAR race or what?
Then they NASCAR race. You try to see if it works.
Right.
A lot of times you got to try multiple times.
And only one gets in the winner's circle, right?
But why wouldn't?
Let's go raise some bars.
That is awesome.
That is so disturbing.
I know the more I ask questions, the dumber I'm going to sound.
Oh, I'm right behind
I have
you.
No idea how this works.
Yeah,
I'm
right behind news you. To me.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. No one's explained to me how it usually works. So.
How long have you been working on it?
We've been trying kind of normally for 2 years. Lots of women, they deal with infertility, so I thought this was a good topic because no one talks about it.
Right.
So we've been trying naturally for 2 years, had to have a surgery to kind of assist things to go along. So we're on second round of Petri dish meets turkey baster process.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. There's two things I would never touch ever again.
Not in her kitchen.
Scientific than that. A little more scientific.
Your turkey tastes different. Why is that?
You got to put it in terms guys will understand.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
Hey, Kath, keep us posted on this. We're interested.
Right, or get a kitten.
We want to follow this baby right to graduation.
Yeah, NASCAR, the full race. Want the championship going on here.
We'll see. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kath. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. I was going to say this just in, but
what kind?
Inappropriate.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool headline.
It is.
Yeah. Right. We're making a human.
Yep. Making a human.
It beats beating the Jets winning.
Yeah, right. a little bit.
Right. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mark the Goose Killer.
Good morning, friend.
Hey. Okay, good morning.
My highlight event coming up is Skate for Luca.
Yes. Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Noon to 2 at the Lou in Hampden behind the high school on Mix Avenue.
Or in my case, fall down for Luca.
That's right. What we do won't be skating.
Right. Mine's going thud for Luca.
I'll be back up, but it's all right.
Nice.
But yeah, no, they're that family that's going through all that, I consider them my family. I grew up with them, and I want to personally thank Kyle from K&J and Billy from the Hammond Police for putting this all together.
Absolutely.
Good people. Really, very good people.
But, yeah, I'll be there, and I'll see you guys there. So that's my highlight.
Cool.
Awesome. Mine, too.
Yep.
We have a couple of big things happening this week.
Bring ice bags.
And that's one of them.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, Mark. Tyler.
Hello, how are you?
Hello!
Good, how are you doing?
Good, I actually got engaged on Monday.
Oh, really?
What?
In what?
Yeah.
How cute.
Oh, look at you.
Why Monday?
It was the reservation I could get at Hell's Kitchen, so I kind of had to work.
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon Ramsay came up.
Setting the pace for the rest of their life, huh?
yeah, I guess so.
Hell's Kitchen. Where is that? Is that in New York?
Do you call it a proposal?
It's at Foxwoods Tower.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw the advertisement.
In the casino. They just opened it up a couple months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do they do it, by the way? Are there people getting yelled at?
Right. Do folks critique you? You called that an
Gordon
engagement?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
You called that engagement ring?
Gordon Ramsay comes out and just starts mocking you.
For God's sake.
A Monday night, you loser!
You call this a scallop?
Who put the engagement ring in the dessert? A pear-shaped
diamond? Unfortunately, there's no one yelling.
Oh.
They just have it set up to look like the show.
Okay, cool.
I should have got the full experience.
With the two red
I'm picturing the engagement happening, him coming over. Oh, the form's all wrong, mate.
It's not even expensive.
What are we doing?
For God's sake, you're not on your knee.
It's a plastic ring for bloody hell.
What did you order?
I got the beef Wellington.
You have to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's his signature dish.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have to get it.
Beef Wellington.
And it was unreal. It was very good.
Wow.
Yep.
I've never had that.
Well, congratulations.
Sounds good, though.
So did she see it coming or no?
No, she was a little took off guard, but she doesn't do well with surprises, so
she said
happy it went the way it did.
Did the whole restaurant?
That'd be kind of awkward.
Did the whole restaurant? Yeah, well, he wouldn't have said he got engaged Monday if she said no. He would have said, I had a massive failure
right.
in public on Monday.
I just wanted to know.
Guys are smart. Yeah. We don't ask unless we float little test balloons out there.
Yeah.
We don't just throw it out there. Like, right. I know you didn't see this one coming.
Right, but then you hit the lottery.
But did the restaurant stop?
No, I did it before we went in.
Oh, so
where?
She's not a big center of attention
parking
person.
Parking lot?
Okay.
Parking garage.
You custom made it for her. Good. Where'd you do it?
Yeah.
Bathroom?
At our home.
At our home?
At my house.
Oh.
Nice and private. It was the way she wanted it.
Okay, so.
And we had to have our first dinner as an engaged couple.
Right. Get engaged.
You know, somewhat fine dining.
Throw some food down the throat. Cool.
No,
you've already got the marriage thing figured out. It's what she wanted.
Exactly. We want
to boom. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Next to the toilet seat stays down.
Do you remember what you said?
Not really. It kind of turned into a blank. I have it on video, but it was
hey, take this.
Kind of jambled. I was nervous. So. Right.
Oh, that's great.
Let me see your finger for a second.
Those are better.
Does this fit on there?
Does this fit?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
So did you get down on one knee?
Yes.
You got to, right? Yeah.
Okay. Besides that beef Wellington, you're the best thing in my life.
Yeah.
You get down on one knee and say, oh, look, there's money under the cushions.
how much for the audio of your proposal? Yep. How much?
How much?
For us to be able to play.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
We have money?
I'd have to consult with her and see if I could give it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow, so you're forget about it.
Good excuse. You're ready with cool.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's not happening.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's our memories.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah. Big news.
I appreciate
congrats.
It very much. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Keep us posted.
Right. But the Jets won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big whoop. Yeah. Did you see?
Jets won.
The Jets won.
The Jets won, though.
Right.
Big whoop.
Let's see.
Something with the Petri dish.
Joe on the barber, 55 years at the shop. Congratulations,
Yay.
Joe.
Hey,
Joe.
We'll just keep on moving.
The mayor's going to recognize it. That's why he was calling it.
That was me not putting Joe on the air.
Call later.
Joe does stand-up, though, right? Does he still do it?
I don't know.
I don't know if you call stand-up, but he gets up on the microphone.
He stands
up. Yeah, he holds it for a couple minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
So he puts it down.
That sounds
Have you
right.
seen him do it?
Yeah.
All right, now we got to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
Joe?
It's your fault, Jake.
Congratulations.
Good luck, guys.
Are you still doing open mic?
No, I haven't done it in a while, man. Life took over a little bit for me.
Okay. Life took over.
I've been pretty busy.
Wow.
All right, why don't you do like
I do like to see Jake. What's that?
Yeah, no, Jake's great. Like, why don't you do a minute here? Go ahead.
A minute right here? Okay, yeah. Great. So, the first time I learned about Mischief Night was with my father at 8 years old, because my birthday is Halloween. And my father takes us down to the street. He goes, we're going to play a prank on Ralphie down the street. So we go down, and my dad TP's the house, and we're doing it. And my dad's got a bag, a brown paper bag of dog poop on him. And I didn't know what it was. I'm 8 years old. So we go down to the house. We TP, and as my father goes up their door, lights the bag on fire, comes running down the stairs, grabs me like a football, puts me underneath his arms, and we go across the street and hide in the bushes. Ralph comes out and steps on the bag of poop and goes, oh, my God, you son of a... And I give a giggle. And my father looks down and goes, are you kidding me? The whole world stops, and Ralph is looking right across the street at us. And the next day, Ralph comes over the house, rings the doorbell, goes down to the mailbox. You watch him. He's got the big cigar. Lights an M80 and blows my dad's mailbox right off the pedestal.
So your jokes are basically boring stories from your life.
Said a minute, Joe.
Come on, that was a minute.
You see light flashing, lights it's flashing.
Classic. Great punchline.
I love it.
No, I'm kidding, Joe. That was funny.
That was great.
Great job, Joe.
I'm laughing inside.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.